their celebrations for the second division championship and the presentation of the trophy about to happen at Home Park, where Plymouth completed a 2-0 win over Colchester this afternoon. Gordon Sparks will take us through that.
Yes, perfect timing, Richard, because we're just about through the introductions of the players re-entering the arena. What a double for Devon, of course. So many Plymouth Argyle links at Torquay United. We heard David Friel on Radio Devon in the build-up to this afternoon's action, talking about his hopes for his former colleagues. You look at the likes of Craig Taylor, Joe Broad, Kevin Wills, Brian McGlynn, all there doing sterling work for Torquay United, and fantastic for some of them that they get a second promotion medal in their career in 3 years' time. And here, of course, at Home Park this afternoon, the celebrations in glorious sunshine now getting underway with another full house after a 2-0 win against Colchester United. Goals on 18 minutes against Colchester. David Friel unmarked to give the Pilgrims the lead, and then 2 minutes after the break, David Norris in similar fashion to wrap the game up. The only sour point was David Friel handling a leopard on the line, which saw him red carded, so he'll be suspended at the beginning of next season. But McLeish tamely struck the penalty kick wide of goal, and number 12 Green Army is being represented by Kevin Summerfield below us, because number 12, of course, an official shirt number, and John Blackley, the defensive coordinator. I suspect Bobby Williamson will be next to be introduced, and then the presentation can take place on a stage that's been erected in the centre circle with an archway that proclaims nationwide Division 2 champions Plymouth Argyle this afternoon, who have attained 90 points. And for those of you who didn't hear the news earlier, Queen's Park Rangers join Argyle in the second automatic spot after their 3-1 win away at Hillsborough against Sheffield Wednesday this afternoon. Home Park has been a mass of colour this afternoon. Hundreds and hundreds of fans have brought inflatables to the game for a real party atmosphere. And down below us, Bobby Williamson is about to be introduced to the Home Park faithful. And 3 wins for the man who has taken to the hearts of the Plymouth Argyle supporters. Of course, the season started with Paul Sorok in charge, and then there were 10 games in charge for caretaker manager Kevin Summerfield. So if the manager of the season award comes to Plymouth Argyle, it's difficult to know who to give it to. Perhaps they'll have to split it in some way. The chairman and the board of directors are on the field to shake the hand of the new Argyle custodian as he milks the applause of the Argyle fans and makes his way to the stage, which is crammed with the Argyle personnel. Every one of them out there, together with Jack Taylor, former World Cup referee, and also to make the presentation is Richard Masters, the Football League's commercial director.
The Division 2 trophy. We're going to pick it up jointly. Will you please welcome them onto the pitch, Graham Coughlan and Captain Paul Watton.
Captain of the day, Graham Coughlan and Paul Watton. And Graham Coughlan throws a beach ball into the Mayflower Terrace to say, you've thrown enough at us today, you have one back. And here they come, the genial Irishman, the Plymouthian, who always wears his heart on his sleeve, taking the applause. And it must have been a difficult afternoon for Paul Watton, having not regained his place following suspension last week against Hartlepool. But both of them would enjoy this moment and an evening to come with various supporters groups from around the country. And I think now at last we can have the official handing over of the championship trophy, which stands proudly in front of the gathered men in green and white. And we are now ready, I think, for the official handing over, as up onto the stage goes Richard Masters, the commercial director of the Football League. One Paul Watson, sing the Devonport end. To see as champions of Division 2 for the 2003-2004 season, making it a memorable Devon double, with Torquay winning automatic promotion for the first time since the 1960s. And Richard Green, who said Devon is a backwater of sport?
Well, it's not anymore, no doubt about that. Plymouth Argyle promoted, Torquay United promoted, and it's just a shame, I suppose, as well, that Exeter City couldn't quite make it into the playoffs at the end of their season.